I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The economy may be the number one issue in America this election season, but immigration is never far from the top of the U.S. political agenda. Republicans and Democrats in Washington see a need to fix the nation's immigration system. They just can't agree on how. That stalemate at the national level prompted the state of Arizona to pass its controversial immigration law. It requires police to check the status of anyone they stop and suspect of being in the country illegally. Arizona's law isn't unique. Legislators in other states are considering similar bills, and they've been sparking similar controversy. The World's Jason Margolis tells us how the issue is now playing out in southwestern Ohio.
If you're going to get arrested, you don't want it to happen in Butler County, Ohio. That's where Sheriff Richard Jones runs the jail.
I don't do it like Hotel 8 or whatever it is, where they get a little chocolate on their pillow every night. They come here, they have to go out and pick up trash, and they have to wear little striped pants, like they did back in the 20s when the chain gangs were out on the street.
Jones is a big, intimidating man with a serious Yosemite Sam mustache. And he set his sights on clearing undocumented immigrants out of his county. A few years ago, Jones put up billboards plastered with his giant image, arms folded across his chest, warning businesses that hiring illegals is against the law. Jones also had a sign outside his jail with an arrow that said, "Illegal aliens here." He says he did all this to get the federal government's attention.
Just here in Butler County, we had a 9-year-old girl raped by an illegal. We also recently had a 64-year-old woman that was kidnapped, beat, and raped by an illegal.
Jones regularly refers to these two crimes to make his case against undocumented immigrants. Although when pressed, Jones concedes that there's no evidence that illegal immigrants in Butler County commit more crime than anyone else. Still, Jones is taking his battle against undocumented immigrants a step further. He's throwing his weight and notoriety behind a proposed state bill that would mimic the law in Arizona. Republican state lawmaker Courtney Combs drafted the Ohio bill.
I believe that Arizona has led the way to rock the boat, and has rocked the boat enough that it's got the attention of Washington. And the more states that come involved in this and the more people that get involved with it, the more they're going to listen.
Combs says he decided to draft an Arizona-style bill after he and Sheriff Jones visited a sheriff on the Arizona-Mexico border in Cochise County. Combs says he heard firsthand accounts of the violence there and decided something needed to be done.
People ask me, well, you're in Ohio. What do you care about the Mexican border? Well, between the two sheriffs, Sheriff of Cochise County and the Sheriff of Butler County, they have tracked drugs directly from Cochise County into Butler County.
Combs isn't alone in thinking that his state needs a law like Arizona's.
We're looking at these issues in Iowa, in Indiana, in Ohio. We're looking at this problem really all over the country.
Leo Pearson is a sociologist at Cincinnati State. He says tough measures aimed at immigrants, legal and illegal, are cropping up because more Latinos are settling in non-traditional immigrant destinations, places like Southwest Ohio.
Right, when you have a traditional community where everybody looks like each other and they abide by the same, sociologically speaking, norms and mores and cultural background, they speak the same language and they know each other's families going back three generations. And then all of a sudden, within the last 15 years, a separate group that doesn't look like them, doesn't speak their language, and doesn't abide by the same norms of the community comes in, people get scared.
In Southwest Ohio, many Latinos are also scared. Jason Rivero with the Latino advocacy group LULAC says Sheriff Jones has created a society of fear.
I don't think I would be generalizing the situation that to see that people hang their heads low. People, either they go eat, go get their food, and come back home. You know, people are not spending because they don't feel welcome and they don't feel that they can go out and be safe. And this is not a healthy environment for anybody.
I met Rivero at a local taqueria in the town of Fairfield, along with some small business owners like Mexican-born Lourdes Leon. She settled here 10 years ago and opened a restaurant to cater to a rapidly growing population of Latino immigrants. They came here to work in what was a booming construction industry. Leon says if Ohio passed a law similar to Arizona's,
I will close the doors. I will close the business.
Why?
Because then Latinos are going to start moving out. They're going to be scared to be around, you know, places like this.
Jason Rivero says Sheriff Jones's actions and words are criminalizing their whole community, blowing isolated incidents out of proportion.
For me to say that immigrants don't commit crime, it would be a lie. I think populations all have crimes and they commit crimes. And that's really the big problem that we have with Mr. Jones pointing out if someone that is undocumented breaks a law or rapes someone, does that paint a picture for all that are here undocumented? No, of course not.
Rivero and other Latinos here worry about what would happen if Sheriff Jones were given more authority. For example, right now if somebody in Ohio is stopped for a broken taillight, they're given a fix-it ticket. With an Arizona-type law, an officer could ask that person for their immigration papers. Latinos here are worried that police will look for any excuse to pull people over with brown skin. Sheriff Jones bristles at that.
Horse doo-doo. Basically, it's the same thing they've always referred to as racism and bigotry. If I get stopped or I go into a building, I have to show proper ID. It doesn't offend me. I'm okay with that. If I go to the bank, I have to show proper ID. If I fly a plane, I have to show proper ID. Welcome to America. This is a free society, but we do have laws here, and one of them is you have to be here legally.
Sheriff Jones says the problem is the federal government isn't enforcing the law. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Fairfield, Ohio.